This is Fresh Air. For over two decades, musicians around the world have recorded their own versions of Beatles songs. But you may not know that John Lennon and Paul McCartney also wrote songs that were recorded by other groups before the Beatles ever did them, if they did them at all. Today, our rock and roll historian, Ed Ward, digs up some of these old recordings, including a McCartney instrumental called Cat Call, recorded in the mid-60s by the Chris Barber Orchestra.
The Beatles changed more than the sound of contemporary pop music. They also changed the way the business of music worked. For the first time, record companies were faced with performers who wrote nearly all their own material, something you would never have caught Frank Sinatra doing, and what that meant was that the songs they wrote, they kept. But it took a while for that revolution to happen, and in the early days, when the Lennon and McCartney writing team was young and prolific, their manager, Brian Epstein, saw them as the key writers who would provide plenty of material to all of the acts he managed. The lads were agreeable, extra income, you know, so Epstein slipped Do You Want to Know a Secret to Billy J. Kramer in the Dakotas. On the other side was a song credited to McCartney Lennon called I'll Be On My Way.
The sun is fading away, that's the end of the day. As the twilight turns to moonlight, I'll be on my way. Just one kiss and I'll go. Don't hide the tears that don't show. As the June light turns to moonlight, I'll be on my way.
It certainly shows Paul's debt to Buddy Holly, but the next song they sent to Kramer, Bad to Me, sounds like pure, if second-rate, Beatles.
If you ever leave me, I'll be sad and blue. Don't you ever leave me, I'm so in love with you.
The birds in the sky would be sad and lonely if they knew that I lost my one and only. They'd be sad if you're bad to me. The leaves on the trees would be softly sighing if they heard from the breeze that you left me crying. They'd be sad, don't be bad to me.
After that were songs for Tommy Quickley, The Foremost, a Merseybeat band that never made it, and Cilla Black. Again, most of these were pretty poor, but check out The Foremost recording, I'm in Love.
I got something to tell you, I'm in love. I've been longing to tell you, I'm in love. You believe me when I tell you, I'm in love with you. You're my kind of girl.
A little polite, but not bad. But Paul and John didn't really start having hits outside Epstein's stable until they handed a young London band, the Rolling Stones, a song called I Wanna Be Your Man, and then launched Peter and Gordon's career with this song.
Please lock me away, and don't allow the day here inside, where I hide with my loneliness. I don't care what they say, I won't stay in a world without love. Birds sing out of tune.
World Without Love went to the top of the charts in England and America, and Paul, at least, was quite happy. After all, Peter Asher was his girlfriend's brother. By 1965, whether because the songs weren't flowing like they had or because the extra income only meant tax problems, the giveaways almost stopped. There was an awful song for P.J. Proby called That Means a Lot in 1965, and in 1968, Cilla Black recorded a bossa nova rock number called Step Inside, Love.
Step inside, love, let me find you a place where the cares of the day will be carried away by the smile on your face. We are together now and forever. Come my way, step inside, love.
The only other hit didn't even have their names on it. Woman, recorded by Peter and Gordon, was credited to Bernard Webb to prove that it wasn't the Beatle name selling their records.
Woman, do you love me? Woman, if you need to love me, believe me, I need you to be my woman.
Maybe yes, maybe no. It didn't do as well as World Without Love, but by this time, the Beatles had inspired other performers, and everybody was writing their own material as if that's the way it had always been. How quickly we forget.
Ed Ward is co-author of Rock of Ages, The Rolling Stone History of Rock and Roll. He also writes for the Austin Chronicle.